Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Mike, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
We just had a contractor install about 100 square feet of Siloam white granite.
Okay.
Which seems to be slightly porous. Installed price was around $3,500, so we got a pretty good investment.
Yeah, you do.
We thought that the seal they recommended to put on every 6 months would protect the finish, and after we use it, we find out it absorbs water and early liquids and could stain our granite.
And you're getting discoloration.
So we're really kind of nervous, you know. We're looking for a permanent solution that's friendly with the homeowner who's forced to install. I know the price we were getting a quote on lifetime sealant, if they install it, was like $7 a square foot. So there's a near $500 investment going. Hmm.
Yeah. You know, granite, people buy granite. It's very popular. And I think there's a misconception out there that it's maintenance-free or low maintenance. While it's incredibly durable, it's a heck of a lot of maintenance. In fact, it's probably one of the most maintenance-intensive countertop projects out there. And Leslie, you've had a lot of experience with that. I think the word is that you got to seal that stuff pretty much every day before you go to work, eh?
Absolutely. Well, no, it's once
almost
a year.
As much.
You do want to make sure that you seal your granite once a year, only because general wear and tear, cleaning, if you clean it with an improper product that's not made for granite, does tend to wear more at the sealant on it. So once a year, you want to give it a good cleaning and then put the sealant on it. And it basically, you'll notice that it's time or that it's long overdue for a sealant. When they cut the sheets of granite and make it almost like, you know, a sliver of granite that's, you know, an inch and a half or an inch and three quarters thick, like a sheet, there are dips and divots where, you know, the natural stone has sort of popped in and out or pieces that didn't make it through the cut. So then they put this resin coating, the sealant on top, and that's why you get some areas that just look like a clear pool, you know, where there's no color where you see that indented into your granite, but it's a smooth surface. So you'll notice it's time to resurface when that area that was filled with the resin is gone. And this happens a lot on the edges, especially if you go with a more decorative edge, like an OG, rather than, you know, a squared off edge. So you want to make sure that you do seal it annually. There's a great website called stonecare.com. Go through all of their granite products. They have cleansers, they have sealants, they have, you know, maintenance products. And just make sure that you use the right products for the granite in your cleaning and in your sealing, and it'll last, you know, as long as Mother Nature intended.
Mike, I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.